When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Horse and Rider magazine are now available in this podcast, Horse and Rider on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Horse and Rider on Audio on your favorite podcast player, and you will never miss an article.
This article is titled Where the World Meets in the Sorting Pen. 2025 Cinch RSNC World Finals, a true international event, and was published on June 2, 2025. Soon, Fort Worth, Texas will transform into a global gathering place for ranch sorting enthusiasts at the 2025 Cinch RSNC World Finals, held June 7-14, 2025 at the Will Rogers Memorial Center. While competitors from across the United States converge for a shot at gold and glory in the sorting pen, the event also draws sorters from countries like Australia, Brazil, and Portugal, making it a truly international affair. Behind the scenes, a dedicated group of RSNC trainers are playing a big role in ensuring these global competitors are riding solid horses, offering up their best mounts as leases, building trust across continents, and helping shape unforgettable experiences in the sorting pen. Australia's rising star power. The RSNC's international partnership with RS&CA Ranch Sorting National Championships Australia is one reason the World Finals has become such a global affair. RS&CA, a family-run affiliate of RSNC, supports Australian riders in qualifying, registering, and even helping secure lease horses for their U.S. debut. To qualify for the RSNC World Finals, Australian riders must compete in 5 RS&CA events with a minimum of 5 rides each. Thanks to that access and the collaboration between associations, nearly 20 Australians are expected to compete in 2025. Recently, Cinch RSNC event director Logan Wolf and his wife, Jesse Wolf visited Australia, strengthening the bond between organizations and offering support to producers like Cindy and Lonnie Henderson. World Finals isn't the only event that draws RS & Kaw competitors. The 2021 Las Vegas event saw competitors from around the world, including this group of RS & Kaw members who flew from Australia to get in the sorting pen with their Cinch RS&C family. From Australia to Wyoming, Pam Haar, a well-known face in the Cinch RS&C community, is heading back to Fort Worth this year with not only her personal string of horses, but also four leased mounts for Australian riders, those part of the ranch sorting National Championships Australia. "I've been leasing horses to some of the Australians competing for about 4 years now," Haar said, mid-ride alongside an RS & Kaw member trying out one of her leased horses. "They usually come in a few days early to get a feel for the horses before the finals. It's always exciting to be part of their journey." Sage Bach is also helping to prepare lease horses alongside Futurity horses to head to the Fort Worth event. "I'll be going out there with Pam. I'm at her place right now hitting up a couple shows and getting everything dialed in. We're taking 5 Futurity horses down, so we're busy getting all the horses ready, including the ones leased to Australian competitors." Pam Haar, Sage Bach, and Bailey Coombs take home the #15HC 3-man 2-gate win at the North Central Regional. Bach and Haar are headed to the finals with a string of horses in tow. A passion for people and performance. Trainer and longstanding RS&C member, Dave Schaffner, is leasing out a couple horses to international competitors as well at the 2025 Cinch RS&C World Finals. Schaffner primarily leases to Australians but has also supplied horses for competitors coming from Brazil. For him, it's more than just lending a horse. "It's about creating lifelong memories and international champions. I'm not just a trainer, I'm a teacher," said Schaffner, who's traveled to both Australia and Brazil through the RS&C connection. "If I were a rich man, I'd do it for free. But I work hard to make sure riders are ready and safe. It's about more than winning, it's about enjoying the ride and making sure they want to come back." Schaffner's commitment continues to pay off as his students and competitors ride to the winner's circle. One of his Australian lease riders, Cindy Henderson, a well-known producer for the RS & Kaw, has claimed multiple titles at the Cinch RS&C World Finals. "That means the world," Schaffner said. "What I really love is that it's a family sport. I just want to make it a good experience for everyone from beginners to open riders. International connections. Local roots." Brandon and Breck Kruger of Kruger Performance Horses are another key player in facilitating international success. In 2025, they're leasing 5 horses to Australian competitors, down from 6 after an unfortunate ankle injury for one of the riders. While some years the riders travel to Minnesota to get time in the saddle, this year they'll meet in Fort Worth ahead of the finals. For this training outfit, connections are often made through a handshake and introduction. "It all happens through word of mouth," Brandon shared. "We've developed great friendships through this, and it's always an honor to help out." TR Performance Horses is also playing a pivotal role in supporting international riders, specifically from Brazil. "We're leasing horses to folks from Brazil for the World Finals," said Tommy Robertson, who has earned a reputation as both a competitor and mentor. The Robertsons have worked with many RS&C competitors as well as ranch sorters from Brazil. Through this journey, Tommy and Laura have built a strong connection with the Brazilian ranch sorting community. In 2024, TR Performance Horses took 6 horses to the World Finals, working with Olavo de Faria, a Brazilian competitor living in Texas. Watch Amy Wheatley's 2024 interview with Olavo de Faria and Tommy Robertson about RS&C's international presence. Trust and teamwork make World Finals a success. Hauling and leasing horses for international riders is no small task, especially when those same trainers are competing in the finals themselves. But for those who do it, the effort is part of what makes RS&C such a powerful community. "There's so much trust involved," Schaffner said. "Sometimes I sell a horse, and the owners let me reuse that horse. I always make sure they come back better. It's a win-win. That trust, that family feeling, it's what keeps us all coming back." With massive class sizes and spaced-out schedules, horses get a chance to rest between runs at the finals. Even for horses competing in multiple classes, these trainers, owners, and competitors ensure that their mounts are given the highest degree of care throughout the whirlwind that is 8 days in Fort Worth. Keeping the show running. Producing the World Finals is no small affair, and Schaffner credits the RSNC staff and office crew for keeping everything running smoothly. You skip the finals one time and you miss those people, Schaffner added. It's a heck of a deal, a huge event, and they do a great job. The sidewalks look like New York City, packed with horses, but it runs so slick, the RSNC crew does a great job keeping things running and people happy. The family atmosphere of a cinch RSNC event is the major draw for many competitors, international ones included. Schaffner says that this is what keeps people coming back. That's the one thing about our association, they take care of us. They sure take care of me. I can be unorganized and forget to enter up, and one of them will check on me. Such a good crew. I'm real close to RSNC and members, they're like family to me. There's so many good people out there that will come together for you and make things work.